service for this evening. The order of prayer and preaching has a distinctive Easter feel to it, especially with the New Testament canticle at the end. So it's always a joy to use this service during the season of Easter. Our opening hymn is 484, Make Songs of Joy. We'll follow that service of prayer and preaching on page 260 and following. We'll use the worship insert from this last Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, and we'll pay special attention to the Old Testament reading, from Isaiah 40. One little note, we have on our beautiful little clip art here, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. You know, here's one of the deals when you study the Hebrew language. The word there for eagle, it's not really eagle, but it doesn't really sound right to say they will soar on wings like vultures. And that's what the Hebrew word is. So, but it's the soaring part. That's the main thing for us tonight. And we pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word this evening. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we are still basking in the glow of the resurrection of Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Easter is real. The resurrection changes everything. Our sins are forgiven and our names are written in the book of life. But we still live in a world that is filled with sin and the harsh realities of that sin can affect us very, very greatly. Heavenly Father, it is easy to lose heart. It is easy to think that You have abandoned us. Heavenly Father, tonight, feed us, grow us, and strengthen us with Your Word. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the guarantee that You will never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Make Songs of Joy, 484.
Preaching, page 260. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is true.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
A reading from Isaiah, chapter 40. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might? And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against the soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. And because I am going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again in a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love
Please stand. You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not I believe in God.
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 40, some words that are pretty familiar. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Some words that might be a little bit familiar, but not quite as familiar as the eagles passage. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. And some words that are probably not familiar at all. Not familiar because these words accuse us. Verse 27, God speaking. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where is God? Where is God in this situation that I'm dealing with? Where is He? If He's out there, why doesn't He do something? If He's out there, why doesn't He help? I've come to the conclusion that either He isn't there or He doesn't care. Where is God? Why have you abandoned me, God? Have I done some great sin? Have you run out of grace and favor? Don't you care? Don't you notice? Where's the justice in this? I've done everything right. Where's the justice? Is there no justice? God is supposed to be a just God. The rulers of this world are put in place by God. And yet everywhere we look, justice is turned on end. The innocent, they're badgered. They're persecuted. The guilty, they're commanded. They go free. I don't know if you've ever had any of these thoughts. Maybe you have them right now. Or maybe those three little snippets have triggered something from a few days ago or a few weeks ago or maybe even a few decades ago. If we're honest, all of us have these kinds of feelings with regard to God at one time or another. God is teaching us tonight that to have these kind of feelings, emotions, worries, cares is not uncommon. The key is, what do you do with them? Where do you go with these questions? Where do you go with these worries and fears and this sense of utter hopelessness and abandonment? If you've never ever had these feelings, if you've never ever had despair or hopelessness, well, maybe this sermon is not for you. But let me remind you, if you haven't, you're very rare, and your day's coming. It really is. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 13:12, we read, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." Dwell on that for a moment. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you have no hope, you're going to be sick. Your heart, your soul, your body, and everything in this world, Satan, the world around us, and our old sinful flesh are doing everything humanly possible to attack and destroy that hope. This is the war that is real and is being waged for your soul, right here and right now. These words from Isaiah 40, verses 25 to 31, the text for our meditation tonight, these words are the conclusion, the culmination of one of the greatest chapters in all of Scripture. Comfort, comfort my people. Why do the people need to be comforted? Well, they've been carried off into captivity. They've lost everything. They've lost their homes. They've lost their land. They've lost the temple, and some are worried that they've lost their God. They're hopeless. They're full of all these questions, these worries, these fears, these anxieties. And so what do? The text, verse 27. They say, "My way is hidden from God." Poppy paraphrase, "God doesn't know and doesn't care what's going on in my life." They say, "My right," it's the justice word, "my right is disregarded by my God. God is not just. God doesn't care. There is no justice in this world," meaning there is no justice with God. This is the cry of the people. A heartfelt cry of the people of God. Throughout the entire chapter, God gives evidence after evidence after evidence of who He is and what He has done. Several times He repeats, "Have you not seen? Have you not heard?" You ever thought about that before? To see and to hear. This is a synonym for faith. God is constantly saying, "People, have you no faith? People, don't you know who I am? Don't you remember what I have done? You have seen my works. You have seen everything in this frail world fall apart. But my word," Isaiah 40 verse 8, "my word endures forever." See it. Hear it. Believe it. My friends, hope deferred makes the heart sick. When problems assail us, when we get into a situation where it doesn't seem like there's any way out, it doesn't matter what kind of a situation it is. Maybe it's a personal, physical health kind of a situation, or the health of someone you know, you care for, you love. Maybe it's an unexpected death. Maybe it's a tragic accident. Maybe it's a problem at work with a boss or employee or coworker. Maybe it's a problem at school. Maybe it's a problem with your neighbor. Maybe you see your family disintegrating right in front of you, and there's just nothing you can do about it. When we lose hope, we lose God. When we lose hope, we lose the Word of God, which endures forever. What happens when our heart becomes sick because our hope is postponed or pushed off or deferred or seemingly out of reach forever? Well, I'm pretty witty. I came up with 3 D's of hopelessness. Are you ready for this? The 3 D's of hopelessness. Depression. Dependence. Despair. depression, dependence. And I'm not talking about depending on somebody to be there for you or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Depending on something you shouldn't be depending on. Like drugs or alcohol or some other vice. An out-and-out despair, which is nothing more than hopelessness on steroids. God's word for tonight is that there is hope. And that hope is not inside of you. You see, there's really only two kinds of help. There is relying on God, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for help. And there is self-help. There's no third option. You either rely on God or you rely on yourself. And for the entire chapter of Isaiah 40, Isaiah is making the case that anything that comes from human hands falters, rusts, fades away, is destroyed. The people who mold and shape the false gods, you know, making them out of gold or silver or wood or some other precious metal, the people who craft these gods, they get tired, they get weary. How can you depend on a God that was made by somebody who gets tired and weary? How can you depend on that God when you're tired and weary? When this depression and dependence and despair, sheer hopelessness, starts working its way into our lives, God says, have you not seen? Have you not heard? Remember who I am. I'm the one who doesn't get tired. I'm the one who doesn't get weary. Even when you are tired and weary, you're tired of the mess that you're in. You're tired of the feeling. You're tired of everything that's around you. God doesn't get tired. One commentator said it this way. He said, I'll find it here in my notes. Hold on. We have a bold voice for hurt. God has an attentive ear for hurt. We cry out, and God listens. God hears. God acts. My friends, tonight, God is calling us in the midst of whatever hopelessness we've had in the past, whatever weariness we have now, He is calling us to remember Him and His Word. He's calling us to repentance, which is to be sorry for our lack of trust in God and to cling to His Word and His promise like we've never clung to it before. God reminds us that He is holy. The Holy One of Israel, 30, 40 times in the book of Isaiah. He is holy, and we're not. We are sinners. We sin daily. We sin much. We can't self-help our way out of our problems and our predicaments. But we don't have a holy God who sits far off and just sits back and laughs when we get into a situation. Or says, work it out yourself. Our holy God is a God of compassion. And this holy God comes to us. He comes to us in His holiness. He comes to us to save us. To save us. How does He do it? Through the gift of His Son. The servant. The suffering servant who knows what it's like to be beaten, to be mocked, to be ridiculed, who knows what it's like to face the injustices of this world. The Lamb of God who committed no sin, and yet who took the brunt of everybody else's sin, including yours and mine, onto Himself and into Himself. You think He wasn't weak and weary as He carried the cross all the way to Calvary? God's holiness is hidden inside this God-man Jesus as He humbled Himself and humiliated Himself to take our sins, our cares, our worries, our woes into Himself and onto Himself. He died the death we deserve. He suffered the suffering that should have been ours. And 3 days later, God raised Him from the dead, never to die again. In our text for tonight, the hosts that are referred to, those are stars. The children of Israel are in the land of Babylon, where stargazers and star worship is very, very popular. Maybe a little bit like Hollywood today, you know, where everybody's got to read the stars. God says, what's the deal with the stars? I made them. I named every one of them. Think about that. Scientists estimate that in the Milky Way galaxy, there are over 100 billion stars. And that's just in one galaxy. 100 billion stars. God made them. God knows them. God named every one of them. And He says, oh, Jacob, oh, Israel, you whine and complain about me. You think I'm far away? If I'm the one who made and named the stars, how in the world could I ever forget you, whom I made and named? That's what God did when He put His name on you in the waters of holy baptism, claiming you as His own, grafting you into His life, into His love, into His forgiveness. This world is not fair. In this world, there will be many times when sin, either self-inflicted sin or the sin of others, will bite us and will bite us hard. There will be many times when we will be tempted to cry out to God in despair, to cling to other false gods in our dependence, or to just be depressed and stay away from God's house and God's Word. And at that exact time, God, through a friend, through a family member, through your pastor, through the radio, will remind you. Have you not seen? Have you not heard? God's love is real. It's as real as the life and death and resurrection for you. God's Word is real. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Cast all your burdens on me, and I, God, will sustain you. I will never let the righteous, and that's you, not because you're so good or so holy or so pious. You are righteous because the blood of Jesus covers over you. He will never, ever, ever let the righteous fall. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our worries and our fears in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We continue now with our hymn, number 684. Come unto me, ye weary, 684. And welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who delivers us out of our weakness and hopelessness would be yours today and always. This time we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
In addition to the prayer requests listed in your bulletin, we also remember Good Shepherd member Mildred Humphrey, who is receiving treatments on her knee. We stand for prayer, page 265. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Those who labor, those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, especially Doretta, we give thanksgiving that she is home and recovering following a hospital stay. For Marjorie, who is in hospice care. For Al, who is awaiting a pacemaker. And for Mildred, receiving treatment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn, especially for the family of Elena Sanderson, the friend of Angie Poppy, who died in a car accident this past week. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those in turmoil, especially the people of Venezuela, and especially the family of Good Shepherd member Ramon Marcano, whose family is also suffering in this time, we pray for care and protection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing. The Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, number 483.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We do have, on Friday of this week, we have our spring concert, our school concert, our closing concert. I don't know what we're all calling it. But our school kids and our preschool kids will be kind of wrapping up the year. That's at 7 o'clock on Friday evening. You're all invited. Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock, continuing, wrapping up the Gospel of Mark and getting ready for the next study in a couple of weeks, Book of Hebrews. Vacation Bible School sheets are out there. The date has been set. Please mark that and save that date. If you can help in any way, teacher, helper, craft, food, all that kind of stuff, all help would be greatly appreciated. And the details are in the news and notes as well. We'll have Bible study tonight in the Fellowship Hall. And choir, I see a couple of folks roaming around out there. Choir upstairs. Pastor, anything else? Oh, yeah, special voters meeting. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. And that'll be right after the 8 o'clock service again at about 9:10 a.m., something like that. This will be our third of these little short voters meetings, and that will be, by the grace of God, to vote to extend a call to replace Mrs. Ahrens in our school. So, I think that's all. Have a great day and week full of hope in the Lord Jesus.